The international community is putting pressure on the Ukrainian government to take immediate steps to resolve the nation's political crisis. The US president has spoken yet again to Ukraine's president, Viktor Yanukovych, urging him to remove riot police, release detainees, and hold those responsible for attacking journalists and protesters accountable. Over 2 months of intense protests have put Yanukovych under substantial pressure, but he has made no moves to work with the opposition since last week when he pushed Parliament to pass a measure providing amnesty to many arrested protesters. I spoke to Bogdan Voron, creator of one of the Euromaidan art projects, which gives voice to the ever more organized protesters in Kiev. Voron says that Euromaidan, the wave of ongoing demonstrations and civil unrest in Ukraine, is very creative.
Euromaidan in Kyiv is very creative. It's a gathered group of artists. We have communities that make political posters, movie makers gathered in Group Babylon 13 and do movies. Musicians brought street pianos. Also, there is Art Maidan project, my project, when artists express their feelings via painting on Maidan. And bad weather don't stop them. Also, there is an art barbican where famous artists built a little castle from wood and plywood and transformed walls into exposition space. I can but mention about caricatures. They are everywhere and very funny. And also Christmas tree in the center of Kyiv, it became a postmodern symbol and piece of art. It is covered with posters and Ukrainian flags with names of the cities where protesters came from, and also European flags. I think art here in Maidan in Kyiv shows its real power, be a symbol of transformation, be a sanitive healing component when fear becomes fun.
What is your message to the world through art?
This message is non-political. It's about freedom. It's about struggle for independence, for a welfare, for be heard, be understood, because here government doesn't listen to people and they express their feelings via all kinds and instruments of art.
News reports seem to give the message that in Ukraine, protesters are protesting for EU membership. In actual fact, you're really fighting for your rights. Am I correct?
You understand everything very good because it starts from protest against the government that refused to sign association agreement with the European Union. It began like a student protest, but after students were beaten on 13th of November, a protest expanded. Protest became protest against the violence, and hundreds of thousands of Kyiv residents came out to join the protest. And now it's not a protest for refuse of government to sign an agreement, but the protest against violence of the government and of Yanukovych, the president.
Can you tell us what the atmosphere is in Kyiv at the moment?
Now, Maidan Nezalezhnosti is a very good organized structure. There is a headquarter, they have kitchen, real hospitals, cultural center, free university, and self-defense units. There are more than 5,000 people that wear military helmets, special equipment, metal shields to protect themselves from the metal bullets, because two protesters were killed during the clashes with police on Grushevsko Street. Now territory of Maidan Nezalezhnosti, the square in the center of Ukrainian capital, increased, and there are dozens of barricades. There are unique pieces of fortification. You can see that before the barricades there is a road filled with water, then barbed wire, and then comes bags with snow, and barricades are prepared for defense. They are pavement stones and Molotov cocktails, and also they even build the towers to watch when police will come.
Do you have the feeling that you are living a moment of change?
Yes, there is a feeling. We are on the boat and we understand that we must fight for the welfare and for our future. We stand for truth, for democracy, and we fight against corruption and injustice. And you can see that protesters are people with a higher education, very intelligent, critical thinking, highly mobile. They know foreign languages and they were abroad. The problem in Ukraine is that almost 80% of Ukrainians never been abroad. They haven't seen how Europe lives, and so they think that Europe is evil. Ukraine society is not divided. In Kyiv, protesters in Maidan Nezalezhnosti come from all over Ukraine, and there are also all nationalities on the Maidan Nezalezhnosti. Euromaidan protesters are Ukrainians, Russians, Armenians, even Jewish people, and Crimean Tatars. And also there is a high level of religion tolerance on the Maidan. And we can see almost every political party on the Maidan, from the liberals and the Democrats to the nationalists.
Is it true that there is no independent media outside of the internet? Are journalists free to report in Ukraine?
Journalists in Ukraine divided into two groups, I think. I can say some of the journalists, they become the part of Euromaidan protest. So they joined protest. And some of journalists, they just say what government and oligarchs who owns this media want to say.
You say that the church plays an important role in the movement. Can you tell me about that?
Yes, we have Orthodox and Catholic church here in Euromaidan because they came to help their people, because a lot of protesters, almost 90% of protesters are Christians, so priests help them. It's like a spiritual help for the protester, because you can imagine the conditions, the weather conditions on the Maidan, so they're just helping them spiritually to go on, to continue, to carry on. But they are non-political. Often there was clashes with police and priests, stood right between two sides, between police and protesters. And one of the priests was injured when he tried to stop violence on the street.
Are you optimist for what's going to happen in the future?
There is expression that Euromaidan is everywhere, and Euromaidan is in every person who support this movement. It's not a one-day action. It started from November and will continue because people understand it like a very broad concept. So there is a boycott of products, goods made by companies owned by governing party members. It also like a protest against corruption. And it's like a movement to transform the country, because our country is not divided by language or religion or nationality. It's divided between belief in good, in democracy, in law, and on the other side are people who feel themselves very comfortably in a corrupted society that are bound with corruption.